Good evening, sir. My name is David. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your response will be used to support efforts that help your youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you help us complete the survey. Can you tell me if the age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65 years old?
What's this about, a survey?
Yes, it's a survey about controlled substances used by our youth in your community.
I see. What's that age again?
Well, if you're between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65 years old.
Over 65.
Thank you, sir. And what is your gender?
I'm male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Oh, boy, that...
Say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, try once or twice, never. Which one do you think best befit?
Once a month.
Once a month? Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Would you say never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily?
Once or twice a year.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Do you think never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substances use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know for each statement. I will ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Okay, disagree.
Okay. Next statement says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with this statement?
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you, sir. Next statement. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree, disagree, strongly agree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. What do you think about that statement?
I agree.
Thank you, sir. And the next statement says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota laws. Do you agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or strongly agree?
Agree, strongly.
Thank you. Next statement says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you, sir. Next statement. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Next statement. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you, sir. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you, sir. Next statement. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree. Now, you're repeating some of the same questions, right?
It's worded kind of similar. It's just changing sometimes vape with marijuana, with alcohol. But once we're done with the statement, we practically will be done with the survey. And then at the end, I will let you choose which nonprofit organization you would like to donate the money for the survey that you're completing. So we're almost done there, sir. The next one says, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you, sir. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Oh, sorry. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable with accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done here. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Three more statements to go and we'll be done with this part, sir. Appreciate your time and efforts. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Last statement. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws making it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Twice a month.
Okay. How often do you use marijuana in eatable or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by your doctor?
Never.
Thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Okay. Now, just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that said most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Never.
Okay. How would you describe yourself? Are you American, Indian, or Alaskan Native? Asian, Black, Hispanic, White?
American, White.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention, Education, and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to the total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, and Forest Lake Family Pathways. Which other three would you like to donate to?
I wouldn't be able to do anything right now, so.
No, we're doing it for you. Since you completed the survey, we're going to donate $5 because you helped us complete the survey. So you don't have to give us nothing. We'll do it for
you. I see. What were they again?
Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, and Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Forest Lake Family Pathway.
All right. That is the end of our survey, sir. I appreciate your time and efforts and helping our community. Have a great day.
Thank you.